Or anything.
Son is 18?
Yes, ma'am.
Hardly out of diapers.
He and his girlfriend had mom's support.
You said, I'm going to prepay the first 6 months' rent, so I know you have a place to live. Well, it all didn't work out.
I was told that I was not welcome to stay there.
You say she stole your things.
But mother didn't know best.
That's what parents do when they put out an 18-year-old and say, you're on your own.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
Angie Hartman is suing her son, 18-year-old Jeffrey Hartman, and his girlfriend, Carrie Maynard, for breaking a lease that was in her name, damaging her property, and stealing her car.
Order. All rise.
Case number 113 on the calendar, the matter of Hartman versus Hartman Maynard.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
All right, Ms. Hartman, this is your son and this is his girlfriend.
That's
your
correct.
Your son is 18?
Yes, ma'am.
Girlfriend is?
Yeah, 18.
18. Hardly out of diapers. This is what happened. For some reason, you got rid of your house, and it was a house where your son had been living.
Yes, ma'am.
Was the girlfriend living with you as well?
Yes, ma'am.
For how long?
Approximately 2 months in the house.
Okay. Now, where's your family from?
Texas.
Texas. And they approved of you moving in with him?
Yes, ma'am.
When you were 17? Yes. Anyway, right, don't speak. So you had to move for whatever reason, and he couldn't come with you. So what you did was you found an apartment for your son. What's your first name?
Jeffrey.
You found an apartment for Jeffrey and the girlfriend, and you and Jeffrey signed the lease on the apartment. So
yes,
you
ma'am.
Said to your 18-year-old son, you can't move with me. So go with, what's your first name?
Carrie.
Go with Carrie. Now, they didn't have enough money to survive, so you said, I'm going to prepay the first 6 months' rent, so I know you have a place to live. Were they working at the time?
Yes, ma'am.
Both of them?
Yes, ma'am.
What were you doing, Jeffrey?
I was working at Toys R Us.
Could you keep your voice up? I'm old and deaf.
Yes, ma'am. I was working at Toys R Us at the time.
All right, Sue. And you?
I worked at a gas station as a cashier.
Okay, so bare minimum wage jobs. So you said, I'll pay the first 6 months' rent, and how much was the rent every month?
The rent without utilities was $620.
And according to you, they were supposed to pay you $350 of that $620.
Yes, ma'am.
So far, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So you were giving them a break for 6 months, and then your hope was that for the duration of the lease, and hopefully eternally thereafter, they would be able to take care of themselves.
Yes, ma'am.
Not a bad dream like this. That's what parents do when they put out an 18-year-old and say, you're on your own. You go like this. Well, it all didn't work out because, according to you, you get a call from the manager after a few months of them living there that the place is a disaster, cleaning-wise.
Yes, ma'am.
So you went over to take a look yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
Now you're on the lease.
Yes, ma'am.
And you have a key.
Yes, ma'am.
And you go in.
Yes, ma'am.
And you find Carrie.
Yes, ma'am.
And you find the place a little messy. Now, Carrie acknowledges it was a little messy. If she acknowledges it was a little messy, it's a place that I probably wouldn't want to visit.
Yes, ma'am.
So you had a kerfuffle with Carrie. Jeffrey was out playing with his toys.
Yes, ma'am.
And Carrie left.
Yes, ma'am.
You cleaned up the joint.
Me and my witness, yes, ma'am.
And subsequently changed the locks on the doors.
3 weeks later, yes, ma'am.
Well, Carrie and Jeffrey didn't come back.
That's correct.
Now, after you left, you contacted Jeffrey, I assume?
Yes, ma'am, I did call him.
And said to him,
Your
mom came to the house and I was, can I do this faster? It sort of works better. Because nothing is new under the sun. Your mom came to the house, she came in, she opened the door by herself, we had a big fight and she threw me out. She told me I couldn't stay there anymore because the place was a mess. And sort of that was the conversation. And the two of you left and went to stay with your mother for a while.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you ever go back to get your things?
Yes, ma'am, with Jeffrey.
On the same day that she had come?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
So you came back?
Yes, ma'am.
To the house. Was she gone at that point?
Yes, ma'am.
And what date was that?
The same day it happened. I'm not exactly sure.
What was that date, Ms. Hartman?
It was May 13th.
So on the same day, you and Jeffrey came back and took what you wanted to go to your mother's house?
No, ma'am. I just took clothes that were mine and his for him to change because he said he would rather stay at my mother's right then.
Well, fine. But what else did you have there? You have other things that you need. If you're going to stay with your mother, the whole idea was you weren't going to go back to the house because Mrs. Hartman...
Oh, no, ma'am. I was told that I was not welcome to stay there.
Right. So you weren't going back. Hand down. you weren't going back.
Yes, ma'am.
And if you weren't going back, you had to take your stuff with you.
Yes, ma'am. I only took clothes. I didn't take anything else.
Why?
I didn't want to cause a problem.
She wasn't there.
I know. It was very obvious that I wasn't welcome anymore.
Right, I understand that. But you had certain things that were yours because you have a counterclaim. You say she stole your things. So I'm saying to myself, well, if you went back there and she wasn't there and you went back with Jeffrey and you were going to your mother's house, and according to you, and you reiterated that here today, you weren't intending to go back, why wouldn't you take all of your property?
I just didn't want to fight anymore at that point.
You weren't fighting. She wasn't there.
I didn't want her to come back and have a problem.
Well, if you didn't want her to come back and had a problem, you mean the stuff that you were taking was questionably yours?
No, ma'am. I took clothes. I just took what I needed at the moment.
I don't believe that, madam. If you don't intend to go back to a place and she's not there and her witness isn't there.
I intended to go back for Jeffrey's things. I intended to get what was his.
I'm not talking about his. I'm talking about yours.
I know.
Okay. In any event, this is what you're suing for.
Yes, ma'am.
Now that we've got the picture. And you never went back to the apartment. You got stuck with the apartment. Ultimately, they rented it out or you rented it out. I don't know what happened with it.
I'm still paying for it by myself.
You want them to pay for rent.
That's correct.
And you want him to return the car that you gave him.
I let him borrow. That's correct.
Let's start with the car. When did he start borrowing the car?
He got hit on Black Friday at Toys R Us, so his car was messed up.
Just a second. What date did you give him use of the car?
I would say March, Your Honor.
March of 2014?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I apologize.
Is the car in your name?
Yes, ma'am.
Go get it.
He won't relinquish it. I have two letters here.
No, you don't have to get a letter. Get a marshal. I'll give you an order. The marshal will go and get the car. The car's in your name.
Yes, ma'am.
Otherwise, report it stolen. I'm telling you right now, if you refuse to return the car is in your mother's name, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Is your name on the title?
No, ma'am.
It's her car.
They're hiding it, Your Honor.
I don't care. I'm telling you.
Yes,
you have to go get a marshal. You know where he works?
He doesn't work.
Where do you work?
I don't have a job right now. She got me
What about you?
We were fired from our job due to Angie's
Both fired. Great. And who are you living with?
My mother, currently.
Still with your mother?
Yes, ma'am.
And where does your mother live?
Pasadena, Texas.
Okay, and how far is that from you?
From Austin? It's 3.5 hours.
Great. Where is the car that your mother's going to get?
In Pasadena, Texas, but we have proof that the car was a gift.
Just a second. It's not a gift if the car is in her name.
Yes, ma'am.
Somebody makes you a gift, they say, here's the title, go register it, pay for the insurance, it's all yours.
She tried to get the title changed over, but there was many occasions where she tried to do that and she said that she couldn't do it. She also did that with Jeffrey's vehicle, 2003 Impala. The title is not in his name
Listen
either.
Listen to me, she gets the car back.
Yes, ma'am.
It's her car. Where is she going to come to get it?
She knows exactly where it's at.
Okay, great. Then the marshal will come and pick it up with you so that you can go get your car.
Yes, ma'am, thank
now,
you.
The other thing that you want is rent. Did you agree to pay your mother $350 for the first 6 months that you were living there?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you pay her?
Yes, ma'am.
No.
Not the months that she prepaid for. The agreement was after January that we would start paying half.
Oh, so the first 6 months she was supposed to cover fully?
Yes, ma'am. That's what she stated, that she would help us get on our feet with that.
I believe that. And what month did you move in?
We moved in October 2013.
And in what month did you go to the house and have the kerfuffle with Kerry?
That was May 13th, and I did not tell her she couldn't stay there.
October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May. Okay, so we're talking about April and May. Did you pay the $350 a month for April and May?
Yes, ma'am.
You did?
Yes, ma'am.
In April, did they pay you the $350?
I transferred my half, and he got a money order and paid.
So he did?
Yes, but like he stated, he was supposed to start paying me $350 in January. They moved in October, and I never received anything until April.
No, he said the first 6 months were on you. You moved in October, November, December, January, February, March. He paid you in April. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
$350.
May I say why I paid in lump sum?
No.
Okay.
Because I don't believe you. I actually believe them.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
They lived up to the terms of their agreement with you because they paid April's rent and they paid May's rent.
They did not pay the electric bill.
Get over it, Ms. Hartman.
And later today...
What was the rent?
There was no rental agreement.
There had to be a rental agreement, Mr. Martin. You mean he put an ad on Craigslist and he said, please, I want somebody to come and live in my house and you don't have to pay rent? That's the most ridiculous thing I have heard.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Angie Hartman says her son Jeffrey and his girlfriend Carrie Maynard
broke a lease that was in her name and stole her car. The defendants are countersuing for stolen property and harassment.
Now, he paid you in April, yes. And you accepted the April payment.
He paid it to the apartment, yes, ma'am.
That's fine. And what about in May? Did he pay in May?
Yes, ma'am, paid to the apartment.
That he doesn't owe you any rent at all, because you're coming into the apartment, even though the apartment is in your name and your son's, was inconsistent with your understanding and their understanding of what they were going to do. Let me tell you what they were going to do. They were going to start out on their own. You agreed to pay the first 6 months' rent to give them a head start. I believed them when they said that that was your intention, and that's what you said. And after 6 months, they would start to pay one half of the rent, and you would pay the other half so that they would be able to be on their feet. It's actually a bargain for an 18-year-old. They usually cost a lot more between 18 and 21. In any event, they're working, taking care of themselves, and other than paying the rent, you weren't supporting them. They were feeding themselves and clothing themselves and entertaining themselves and doing whatever else young people do to survive. So far, they lived up to the terms of their agreement with you because they paid April's rent and they paid May's rent.
They did not pay the electric bill.
Get over it, Ms. Hartman. You're getting your car back.
If it that's ruined
what
you my
want,
credit,
if Your that's
Honor.
What you want, if that's what you want,
yes,
if
that's
you
what
want,
I want
your car back,
yes, ma'am.
Take a marshal and go and get your car.
May I also get my key to my sister's storage that he has?
The what?
He has a key to my sister's storage that he's refusing to relinquish to me.
Well, it's not really before me. The key to your sister's storage is not before me. But if that's what you want, I will ask him if he
yes,
wants
ma'am.
To give it to you. He will.
Thank you.
Do you have the key to the storage?
I don't have it on me, but I have no problem giving her that.
Fine. Great. Let's, within 5 days, make sure you have her address where she lives?
I believe so.
He does not.
What address do you have?
Just whatever was on the court documents whenever we were served.
Did you put your address on the court documents?
No, ma'am. I've been stalked and sexually harassed from work, so they do not. Nobody knows my address.
Well, how do you want to get the key back?
I can go to him or he can leave it at the apartment.
What apartment?
The apartment I'm still paying for.
He's not going to go back there. You've changed the locks.
We can find a mutual meeting place, however he wants to do it. The small claims court, the same one we both went to file.
Oh, great. Why don't you do that?
Yes, ma'am.
Leave it with the clerk of the court. We'll send them a copy of this so that they'll know why they're getting this key, okay?
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
And when you do that, perhaps you can make some arrangements to bring the car so it's all done easily, all right?
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
Great. Thank you.
Your Honor?
What?
I'm also suing for damages, stolen property.
Goodbye.
Parties are excused.
Wow.
Step out.
I hope he leaves her and he comes back to me.
He's his own person, so if he wants to leave, he can leave. That's fine.
She's controlling him, and she's separated him from all his friends and his mother.
I ain't dealing with her no more.
Never co-sign, even if it's your child.
I'm honestly just glad that all the drama's over with now.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Reeves versus Martin. Step forward.
Wilson Reeves is suing his former roommate, 21-year-old Kane Martin, for unpaid rent, gas, and auto insurance costs. Kane says Wilson created an uncomfortable living situation.
All right, with broad strokes, I'm going to relate what I believe are the complaints that you make against Mr. Martin, Mr. Reeves. You have a private house.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's a large private house. How many bedrooms does it have?
Five.
And it is a single family dwelling.
Yes, ma'am.
But you take in boarders.
Yes, ma'am.
How many boarders do you regularly have living with you, sir?
Usually not very many.
Give me a number.
Two.
Usually two.
Yes, ma'am.
And you had a room in your house that you wanted to rent. You put that ad up on Craigslist. Mr. Martin responded to that ad. Is that correct, Mr.
Correct.
Martin? Came to the house. You looked at the room. And at the time that you looked at the room, Mr. Martin, how many other boarders were in the house?
There was one.
So that with you, there would have been two.
Correct.
And according to you, you had never met Mr. Reeves before. You liked the room.
Correct.
And you agreed to rent it. And what was the rent?
There was no rental agreement.
There had to be a rental agreement, Mr. Martin. If you didn't know him before, there had to be a rental agreement. You mean he put an ad on Craigslist and he said, please, I want somebody to come and live in my house and you don't have to pay rent? That's the most ridiculous thing I ever
heard. It said $500 on there.
Well, then that's the rent he wanted, $500 a month.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You started driving him to work, so then you want your gas money for driving him to work. You actually expect me to go through gas pump receipts? You think my parents spent all that money to send me to law school for that? It's not happening.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Wilson Reeves says former roommate Kane Martin owes for rent, gas, and auto insurance costs.
Okay, so you came and looked at the room, and?
I came and looked at the room, and then I liked it. I came back and told him I wanted to move in.
Great. So you wanted to move in, and he said?
He said that was fine.
Great. And on what date was that?
It was on January the 4th, 2014.
And how much rent did you pay him in January?
I gave him $225.
Okay. But you knew the rent was $500 a month.
Correct.
Good.
He had also told me that he wanted to drop it down to $300 a month.
He said he would drop it down to $300.
Correct.
When did he tell you he would drop it to $300?
After about a month, I moved in there.
Is that right?
Only because he didn't have sufficient funds?
I don't care.
Yes.
Just give me a yes or a no.
Yes.
I got other things to do today. So now we have an agreed rent of $300 a month.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you live there the month of January?
Yes, I did.
And you only paid him $225?
Yes.
So you owed him $75. Did you give him the $75?
No, I did not.
So you owe him $75. Did you live there in February?
Yes, I did.
How much rent did you pay him in February?
I paid him the whole $300.
The whole $300 in February?
Yes.
Did he pay you the whole $300 in February?
No, ma'am.
How much did he pay you in February?
$100. But he paid it the next month.
In February.
Yes, ma'am.
Paid it
for
March.
February.
Does that sound more familiar to you?
No, ma'am.
Show me proof.
I don't have any documentation.
What about March? How much did you give him?
I gave him like $200 in March. I was paying him $100 every 2 weeks when I got paid.
$100 every 2 weeks, so that means you gave him $200 a month.
And then sometimes I'll give him $152.
But never did you give him $300 a month, because if I believe you, you gave him $100 every 2 weeks, which is $200 a month, not $300 a month. You do understand that?
Correct.
So you never paid your full rent?
Correct. Correct.
How much do you owe him in rent?
I had stopped paying him rent on March the 14th.
Why?
Because I was not comfortable there anymore.
Did you leave?
I did not.
Well, you cannot pay him and stay there, sir, if you feel uncomfortable.
He told me I did not have to leave. I told him I would leave. He said that you do not have to.
How much does he owe you in rent?
Just rent?
I don't have a figure.
$2,000.
He doesn't owe you $2,000. It's not happening. Not happening, Mr. Reeves. If you didn't evict him, if, let's say he didn't pay his full rent.
$75 a week for 19 weeks.
Listen to me very carefully, yes, sir. If you didn't evict him after he failed to pay you the full rent after 3 months, I'm not interested. He says he didn't feel comfortable there. You were acting a little odd about him. And a couple of things that you say in your complaint suggest to me that something wasn't right here, and I don't care what it was. I don't care what it was. But, you know, you started driving him to work, so then you want your gas money for driving him to work. You actually expect me to go through gas pump receipts to see how much money you spent to drive him to work? You think my parents spent all that money to send me to law school for that? It's not happening.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, so the first month that you lived there, you were short $75. The second month that you lived there, according to him, you were short $200. In March, you stopped paying him because you said you felt uncomfortable there.
Yes, ma'am.
So you owed him $300. So far you owe him $575. Now, show me in what month you started eviction proceedings.
I didn't start eviction due to he had nowhere to go.
Then if he became your buddy, sir,
he didn't want
no
to leave.
He texted
me
to
messages. I don't want
to
leave. What do you want me to do?
Mr. Reeves,
I don't care. I had asked him if I could stay there one more night when I was moving out, you know, because I had to get somewhere to go. So I asked him if I could stay there for one more night.
Who was that?
This is my witness.
To what?
For invading my privacy.
I don't care about him invading your privacy. He was invading your privacy. Leave. If you felt uncomfortable, leave. Does your witness have an apartment?
She has a house, yes.
She has a house. Go live with your witness.
I just moved in with her.
Should have moved in before. You owe him $575. Judgment for the plaintiff. That's all. Goodbye.
Excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I got rear-ended.
An irresponsible driver tempting fate.
You were breaking the law. You were driving for 8 months with no insurance.
Your Honor, I was unaware.
Bottom line, I don't trust you.
Judge Judy.
He has no documentation on what I owe him. There was no legal rental agreement.
If I put anybody on my occupancy permit, you have to go through the 90 days in order to evict them.
He is supposed to have occupancy permits for everybody that lives there, and he does not have anything there.
I'm not going to give up my right when someone steps out of line to get him out of my house.
I did not have anywhere to go at the time.
I lowered the rent down to 75, called and said, I can't pay that, that's too much.
I was going to get the police involved, but I didn't want to have any, take any legal actions like that.
Watch out for Craigslist.